Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. Previously, we were discussing leaders, presidents, community members, not the members themselves, but the community leaders to be precise. And we said that there are a number of things that these leaders and people in power need to have. One is justice, and then we spoke about the rest. And then we spoke about characteristics that people in power need to have for leaders. One of the things that they need to have is az-zuhd. They need to be modest and simple in the way they live. Not to be extravagant as most of the leaders that we see today. When placed in position of power, you need to live a humble life, a life that is equivalent to the worst in your kingdom, not the best. Now, I don't think that existed except with one person, and that is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. When Amir al-Mu'mineen wrote his historical letter to one of his mayors in Basra, Uthman ibn Hanif, when he heard that this guy was just living extravagant life and using the wealth of the Muslims for his own, the Imam wrote him this historical letter, which we read and hear all the time, where he said, "Inna imamakum qad iktafa min dunyah bitumrayh. وَمَنْ تُعْمِهِ بِقُرْسَيْهِ. Your imam or people has sufficed from this worldly life with two worn garments, and from his food with two loaves of bread." That's how he lived. And two loaves of dry bread, history says that they were so hard you could hardly break these breads, and two old garments that he would stitch himself every time they get torn. That is the commander of the believers. That's the leader of the Muslims in his time. He had the Islamic treasury under his command. And that's how he lived, because he understand that there are a lot of people in his kingdom don't have enough money to wear nice clothes. And then the Imam says, "Ala wa innakum la taqdurun ala dhalik." Surely I know that you guys cannot do this. You cannot do what I'm doing. "Walakin a'inuni biwara'in wa ijtihad wa 'iffatin wa sadad." However, help me, support me in terms of you having piety, effort, chastity, and uprightness. Yeah, surely you can't do what I'm doing, but at least you can do the rest, which is piety, effort, chastity, and righteousness. "فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَنَسْتُ مِنْ دِنْيَاكُمْ تَبْرَى وَلَا دَخَرْتُ مِنْهَا غَنَمًا." Again, the Imam Salamullah alayhi swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "I have never kept anything from your world. I did not conceal anything from your worldly matters that you guys think highly of. I have other things to worry about. I have other things to take care of, not just to be worried about my dunya." Let us take a short break, and then we'll look back at this beautiful sermon of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و صاحب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم صاحب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Keys of Life. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi was saying to his mayor that he appointed in Basra, Uthman ibn Hanif, that I have only two worn garments and two pieces of loaf of bread that I eat because I'm a leader of people. People need to look at me and see that I am like one of them, not a king that lives in luxury. Then the Imam salamullah alayhi says, by Allah, I have not hoarded gold from your world, nor have I stored up its spoils in abundance. And then he said, I have not prepared even a worn-out garment to replace my current one. Do you see where Amir al-Mu'mineen is going with this? وَلَا أَعْدَدْتُ لِبَالِي ثَوْبِي طَمْرًا. Like my worn garment that I have, I don't even have another one to replace it if this one gets really torn out. And I have not prepared a torn one, yet alone a new one. When you walk into our closets today, we have like 20 shirts, 20 pants, 20 trousers, 20 of everything. We have prepared 20 of new stuff to wear. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I don't even have a worn one prepared if mine, the one that I'm currently having, gets really torn and needs to be replaced. Nor have I owned even a span of its land. Wala خَزَنْتُ مِنْ أَرْضِهَا شِبْرًا. Not a span, like, which is like about 10 centimeters. It's like, I don't even own 10 centimeters of this world, of this land that you guys live in. وَلَا أَخَذْتُ مِنْهَا إِلَّا كَقُوتٌ أَتَاهُ دُبْرَهُ. I only took that which I required to sustain and maintain myself, and it's gone, it's finished. So when we talk about leaders and people in power, when we establish an Islamic state, they need to have these requirements. Justice was one of them. That's the first one that they need to have. Responsibility was a second thing. Love for people was a third. Mercy was fourth. Generosity was five. And six, to live a simple life like people do. Because now, when people look at kings and presidents and what have you, what do they see? They see people who are distant from them. They see people living in castles and they having everything they could ever dream of and wish of. And these people struggling to make days end. They struggling to have food on the table for their families. If a king or a ruler is living comfortably in his palace, surrounded by his guards, being fed every color under the sky, while there are people hungry and suffering, that person as we read, will come on the day of judgment with his hands tied to his neck, and he will be thrown into the pits and the depths of hell without even questioning. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.